This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. Who are the Cinderellas and which team's cutting down the nets? Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're just a hair east today. MGM National Harbor. We're live at Tap Sports Bar.
Yeah.
They're getting this place ready. It's going to be jumping in here. First round of the NCAA tournament. Hoops kicks off at noon. This joint opens at 11. I legit think it'll be full. Every table will be full before the first game tips off. What do you think?
I will say no.
Okay.
Some people don't get up early, man.
Get up early? We're talking about 11:45.
That's early for some people. They just left here at 10.
That's crazy. Yo, I mean, there
We've been here multiple years, and it's never been completely full before the first game.
I think the fact that Maryland plays tomorrow might impact it. I'm just saying, if you want to roll over here, you better get here because it's going to fill up. It's going to be fun. There's already dudes. Shout out to the dudes grinding slots at 9 a.m. Like, I got to say how much
that's
I love.
That's the guys that never left.
I love and appreciate those people.
They never left.
You know, there was a dude on, I was on the elevator this morning, and my man was waiting for the elevator. He's on the phone with somebody, just full scramble mode, trying to get some cash. I don't know what he needed it for or what, but he seemed to need it. as we're talking about cash, B., Jeff just hands me this. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. I think Lamphill and White Brian are holding it down back there. Looks like the Celtics just got sold for $6 billion.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice. I thought it'd go more than that.
That
historical franchise, Boston, is not cheap.
$6 billion's a lot, though.
Yeah, I understand. But I just thought it would go for a little bit more.
I don't know. It's interesting to see. I think – that's what the Commanders got sold for, right?
Yeah, 6.05, something like that.
You know what? I bet if he wanted to, and I don't think he does, but I bet Harris could flip him for 8 right now.
Probably so.
Yeah, once they get the new stadium deal done, wherever it is, if it's in Maryland, RFK, freaking Charlestown, West Virginia, wherever the new stadium is, imagine what he can flip it for then. Just once you got shovels in the ground and that thing's getting built.
All that matters.
Obviously, today there is a lot of excitement about the NCAA tournament starting. Now, we have a very exclusive bracket, and there's a lot of news related to the Bemidji Finley non-public bracket invitation.
Well, it was non-public till you kept saying that every damn day.
It's still non-public. Public means it's a link and it gets sent out to the world.
No, public means that the people that work in the building were going to be on it. That's public.
That's who's in.
No, I mean non-public.
But, like, Greg's going to be in.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it's more than – it's not non-public anymore, but it's cool.
It's not – and it's non-public in that it's not online, and it's not just like – most of these brackets now are just one dude sends a link and there's 200 people in it that you don't know. We know everybody. It's like your neighborhood bar of bracket pools. And I gotta shout-out Jeff, and I got to yell at Lamphill because I don't know how – I don't know how these things have happened in the last few minutes, but here's what's happened, Brian.
Okay.
Jeff, so far, who all's in and has paid? Who do you have a bracket from and their money?
I have a bracket from myself.
And your money.
Lamphill, Metal Chris, Greg, and Kerwin.
Okay.
Actually, you're sitting here. I don't have your money. Now, I have your money. I don't have your bracket, which is the most important.
So there's a number.
I don't have Jeff's money.
Or bracket.
And or his bracket. B.I. is on his way. Amit, I hadn't talked. Well, Amit's on a way to vacation.
Is Amit out
Amit's going on vacation. He
okay,
just left.
I haven't heard from him.
I put B's name here, but B's hadn't seen him.
I imagine we're going to see B's.
Lou Di Pietro.
Yeah. Lou wants in.
Lou wants in. I haven't seen Lou.
It's going to be very hard for Lou to give us a bracket in hand before noon. Or, I think he's based out of New York.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Lou. White Brian, I don't have anything from him.
Ooh, White Brian, I figured you'd be all over this. That's disappointing, White
and
Brian.
And he was the one that suggested the 20.
Yeah.
Rooster talked to me yesterday, but he didn't give me anything.
Shocker.
Yeah. So basically,
there was cash
our non-public thing is not even halfway filled.
And we have less than 2 hours till tip-off. So here's where I stand. I went to print out a bracket this morning, and my printer didn't work. So I could not print it. So I got here, and my man Jeff was like, you know what? I need a bracket. Let me figure this out. And I said, Jeff, Biagi's going to bring me one. I'll have him bring you one. And Jeff's like, let me see if I can figure it out. Jeff, I'm going to be honest, left hand up. I had very little faith in you coming back with printed out brackets for you and I. But here we are. Jeff, I'm proud of you. I don't know what kind of hustle you pulled off to get into an office at a casino to use the copy machine. But way to go, man.
JP, hello? Check. Can you hear?
There we go.
Yep, I said, hey, sometimes you just got to smile and wave. Smile and wave.
Hey, man, you got it done. I have a bracket. This does feel like fact. This paper feels very odd. I'm not going to ask any questions, though. So the good news is my guy Jeff got us some brackets. So we're going to be able to hand it in, no problem. Now, the bad news is Greg did not give B-Mitch his cash for the bracket. And I said, Greg, no worries, I'll cover you. And he said, well, I'm covering landfill. And I said, well, I don't want to cover landfill. And then he said, well, you owe me $100 anyway. So now I have paid for me, Greg, and landfill.
Well, you hadn't paid for you. You paid for you. Greg and landfill was paid for by Greg because you owed him money. So that's not your money.
I don't want – somehow I have now paid for landfill because landfill's getting a free roll.
No, you haven't. You owe Greg $100.
He had said don't worry about it. And then he said that today so I would pay for landfill.
No.
Facts.
You owe him $100.
Facts. So landfill,
so you didn't
you're
pay
welcome.
For it.
Landfill, you're welcome.
Landfill, he didn't do anything for you.
Greg, that's hilarious.
I gave you the cash out of my wallet.
Yeah, but it's some money that's owed to Greg.
Greg had previously told me don't worry about it. I had offered him money.
Well,
you know, Greg, he never takes a dime.
Well, that's his problem. But he sure got it. He got $20 out of you today.
I am happy to cover Greg. Me having to cover landfill drives me nuts.
But you didn't cover him because you owe Greg money.
I suppose.
If you learn to get your own damn Zins, you don't have to worry about paying or nobody money.
It's Indiana
You're
Jones.
You're the only person I know that loves Zins but can't find them no damn well.
They're in Virginia, and I live in Maryland.
Okay, well, you can just drive across the bridge.
Also, any Zin talk on the B. Mitchell Finley program is all hypothetical, just so you know.
I hear you.
Who be taking stuff to the air, B?
You, all the time. Hell, 100%.
Did you watch any of the play-in games last night?
Nah, I played some golf.
All right, but they were on at night. It's not like you were playing golf at 9.
We didn't just leave the golf course right when it was over.
What time did you leave?
I don't know.
You teed off at 1:30. You were there at 9?
No, I didn't tee off at 1:30. I teed off at 1:45.
Okay.
It was about 9 when we left.
Okay. You didn't really miss much.
I did check out some highlights on it.
AU's best player got hurt, the guy Rogers.
Yep.
And credit to Mount St. Mary's, dude.
They balled out.
We have long been a fan of Mount St. Mary's. We have included them in our local pool. The local teams we're rooting for this week go from Emmitsburg, Maryland, to Norfolk, Virginia, and everybody in between. They played well, man.
You just talked about this pool, and you said there is no link, right?
There's no link.
Why the hell would Ben text me, tell me, is there a link to the pool or no? Hell no, fool. He just said there's no
Ben
link.
Ben who?
My boy, Ben.
Oh.
So, Ben, you saw me the other day. You didn't give me money or a bracket. So, guess what?
See,
you're not in it.
That's the exact point. Everybody's pool is just a link that you forward on. This one is not. You got to have a physical bracket.
Hey. So, Ben, You out, dog.
Wild card Scotty says, tell B. Mitch I'll be there. I'm going to arm wrestle him to enter the bracket.
Scotty, you know what you're going to do? You're going to stay away from me. I'm going to make you tap out. I'm going to let Jeff rap you again. Yeah, I want to see that. Oh, Lord.
Jeff was bad. All right, there's a lot for us to discuss. The playing games last night, the first night you had a buzzer beater, which drew my interest.
Yeah.
And then you had Carolina just beating the hell out of San Diego, which was interesting because everybody said Carolina didn't belong to be there. My reply to the Carolina doesn't belong to be there, folks, because I've gotten a lot of people responding on my Facebook page. Dude.
Just tell them you didn't do it.
Well, the result doesn't negate that the process was flawed. Like, Carolina showed up, played their best game of the year. You know what? That was their best win of the season. Like, you shouldn't get your best win of the season in the first round of the NCAA tournament if you belong to be in the NCAA tournament. Unless you're a small conference school or something. But, like, they hadn't played at that level all year. If they played like that all year, nobody would be
mad
about
it. Well, I just think the whole thing is this. It has nothing to do with them not being in there. It's the fact that the athletic director is in the room. He's the commissioner, okay, over the damn whole group. And he claims I stepped out of the room. And I heard Bitch talking about this morning about what Seth,
Davis.
Seth Davis said, let's be real, dude. If your boss is affiliated with something and your boss steps out of the room, how many people going to do something to piss off that boss? Not many, right? So just because he wasn't in the room don't mean he didn't have no influence. And the fact that he is the athletic director with 100 G's riding on it, they did it because of that fact. So that's what people are pissed at. It's not necessarily they made it. It's the fact that he benefited off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Carolina got in because they're Carolina, period.
They're Carolina, and also he got that 100 G's.
Sure, but, like, he's only on the committee because he's from Carolina. Like, it's all – it's all the name brand value. And I'm not mad about it. I just want people to be honest about it. I rarely get mad about hypocrisy. I just want it pointed out.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get to the Sweet 16. The way they shot the other night, they could win the damn title.
The way they shot the other night, but they could go just like they did in the regular season. The next game, they could go completely the other direction.
Sure. Yeah. So the Tuesday night playing games had juice. Last night's did not. Texas had a really bad second half. Credit to Xavier, they are now through to the first round. But now the real action starts. I can't wait for the tournament. We had that debate the other day, the NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament. And we all agree that the winner is the NFL playoffs. The divisional weekend, conference championship game day, the Super Bowl, the freaking Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But the first weekend of the tournament is special. And the feeling when, we'll be at the bar. A lot of people will be at this bar, at Tap Sports Bar in MGM National Harbor, or wherever you go. You go to Glory Days in, Sterling, or you go to Tommy Joe's in Bethesda, wherever you're going. Clyde's right there by the arena. Uh-huh. I bet before the Caps game tonight, I bet Clyde's will be jumping.
Yep, I'll be there.
That feeling, yeah, EP, if you're listening, we might need a table. But that feeling, like, before the tournament starts is so much damn fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just truly, you have no idea what's going to happen next. Oh, man, I got bad breaking news.
What?
Apparently Glory Days in Sterling has closed. There's a Glory Days in
it's also not really breaking news. It's been closed for years.
it's breaking to me, Landfill. Where's the closest Glory Days then? There's one in, like, Stone Bridge? Is that a neighborhood?
Possibly, but the one in Sterling closed years and years ago. It's a terrible, terrible reality.
Of all the restaurants near your home, Landfill, that have closed, rank which ones you miss most.
I miss the Outback Steakhouse that closed. Ooh. I miss the Kobe Steakhouse that closed. I miss the Longhorn Steakhouse that closed. I like steak, is what I'm saying.
Just travel to Centerville. We got an Outback and a Longhorn for you.
It was like a Outback, or it was like a Benihana.
Ooh, yeah. I love a Benihana. You have a Lone Star and a Longhorn?
No, a Lone Star. And a
Lone Star.
And a Outback in Centerville. Just come on down, Lando.
Do Lone Star and Longhorn exist?
Yes. Wow.
I mean, they're selling steak with Texas branding.
Bro, that's what you do.
There's also a Texas Steakhouse and a Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, yeah.
Well, and there's Brazil Day Steak. Isn't there like a Brazil Day Texas Steakhouse?
I think it's Texas Day Brazil or something like that.
Yeah. It's the other way.
We're getting to the bottom
Landfield
of this.
Got it right.
We're getting to the bottom of this. Wildcard Scotty's trying to get in my good graces now by offering me Zin, hypothetically. I'm good, dog. I've been in Virginia the last couple of days.
Where the Zins are?
That's where the Zins are. They ain't in Montgomery County. Tell you that much.
They're not in Montgomery County right now because you're in PG, right?
Yo, we're chilling in PG. All right, we do have a really busy show. We're hoping Nikki Jabala can join us at 11. Then we got J.I. Halsell joining us at 12:30. We're going to open the phones at 1. We should have a number of folks coming through the casino that we're hoping to jump on with us. Hopefully Mike Beasley from MGN can sit down with us. Mitch Tischler showing up at some point. The Rooster claims he's coming. Do we believe him?
No.
I think
he was supposed to ride with Greg, but I don't know if Greg even coming.
I think the Rooster's going to be like, I had the wrong day, and gas is so expensive.
He's going to act more like a hen instead of a rooster.
I can't afford
right?
eggs. Whatever he's going to say is going to be an issue.
What does him affording eggs have to do with him coming?
I'm just saying, it'll with Chris Russell, everything comes down to a financial transaction.
He'll find something
and
to say.
On some level, he'll be upset about the financial transaction requiring him to get to MGM National Harbor.
Yeah, I'm with that.
How long does it take you from your house?
To get here?
Yeah.
Today? I got here in about 35, 40 minutes.
How much further are you than where I was?
Where were you?
I was in Fairfax. Right.
So you were right off of 50?
Yeah.
You're
like 10 minutes from there, right?
You're probably less than that. Probably about 7 miles.
Okay, that's what I thought. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I think I just scared our friend Stephanie. She wasn't ready for me to come back from break, but Lampville was going to yell if I didn't. All right, we actually had some news yesterday out of Commanderland that I wanted to discuss, B. When Washington traded for Debo, they got him for a fifth, and it was pretty obvious that wasn't a lot of draft compensation for a player of Debo's caliber, right? Now, Debo last year went for a little over 800 yards. Not a massive season by his standards, but he's only 2 years removed from an 1,100-yard season. So when he had no guaranteed money on his deal, you had to kind of figure, okay, my guess is Adam Peters and Debo and his representation, when they make this trade, have had some level of conversation of like, yeah. Yo, we're going to take care of you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I think Debo had gone to get out of San Fran, and then you look at the fact that the compensation wasn't much. You bring a guy here, you're not just looking at 1 year.
Well, it is just 1 year.
I'm just saying, it could be a possibility of something going forward, depending on how he plays.
Sure.
Which I've seen Adam and Dan do now. Everybody's on to prove it to us. Not just because you were. Show me you still are.
So here's how this all worked. So Washington guaranteed $17 million with another $3 million available in incentives. Now, what could have happened... They owed him a $15 million option bonus by the end of the month anyway. Uh-huh. I guess, what day is today? The 21st?
Yeah.
They'd owe him.
20th.
All right. They owe him that bonus by Saturday. So they were paying him 15 no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Now, the advantage of the 15 is they could have spread that out over two seasons for a cap perspective. But by guaranteeing the money for this year, it's 17 mil for this year, and then you can be done.
Yeah.
So they are, like, for folks that are like, oh, my God, I can't believe they picked up, they guaranteed him all this money when they didn't have to.
They were paying him anyway.
For what Peters cares about, the cash, the actual cash, the check that Josh Harris has to cut.
Yeah.
You were paying 15.4. Now you're paying 16.6. And Debo feels a lot better because now he's got guaranteed money. And if it goes sideways, you're off the hook at the end of the year.
So it's nothing. The whole thing about it is, I don't think most people understand this whole salary cap thing. It's basically like when you play Monopoly. You have to be able to manipulate it, and that's what they're doing. And the money that's being paid is already money that's kind of token. You know, he's supposed to be getting it anyway. And I think whenever someone sees somebody giving them money, stop thinking on this stuff according to where you are right now. because the money that's paid is astronomical to these players.
Yeah, I think one thing that's important that Peter said at the combine is like, you know, I the work that the guys at Over the Cap and SpotTrack, the work they do is incredible, and it really gives fans an insight into the ramifications of the salary cap and how it all works. Like that is real. But these aren't – this is not the federal government. Like, you can't put a FOIA request in and find out how much they're paying the president of a state university. This is all private. Like, the only details that get out are generally when an agent or an agency wants them out.
Yeah.
Like, and so we don't know the super fine print on this stuff. What they did here, in my opinion, B, closes the door on one potential problem. Not even problem, but like, say Debo starts hot. Say Debo has 5 touchdowns in the first 8 games, and his role in Kingsbury's offense is what a lot of us thought it could be, and he looks really good. Because I remain really bullish on the Debo move. I think Debo and Cliff's offense could be brilliant. And
I agree.
And I also think some of Debo's statistical decrease over the years had to do with the arrival of Christian McCaffrey. Regardless, so let's say Debo starts hot and 5 touchdowns through the first 9 games. You might hear about not having guaranteed money on the deal. You might. Players, whether you hear it from Debo or not, that topic might get broached.
Yeah.
It just might.
But he got it now.
But now he's got it.
Yeah.
Now, does the issue of if he's playing great, what are you going to do for next year come up? Sure. That's a good problem to have.
That'll pop up, but you know what? If he's playing very good, you might want to start discussing next year. It's not just the player discussing it and having an attitude with it. You get
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So if he goes out and do what he wants to do or what he's supposed to do, that stuff will take care of itself.
Now, the questions that you have kind of furthered, you got Terry McLaurin going into the last year of a deal with no guaranteed money on it.
Uh-huh.
Now you got plenty of time. And Terry for an NFL receiver, for a star NFL wideout, may be the most mature dude at that position in the NFL.
Could be.
That's a position of people with lots of opinions, Brian.
Yeah.
I would say. And I think Terry will continue to handle this professionally, mature. But Terry's going to want guaranteed money on his deal. You saw what DK Metcalf just got. They're the same draft class. It's a pretty easy comp. I think Terry and his representatives are going to be like, yo, just, you know, making sure you saw this.
That
is also coming.
I think they've already done that.
Right.
I don't think it's just coming. I think they've already done that. Yeah, they've had conversations. And I think a lot of this stuff, they're going to make sure it happens. They're going to take care of it. And they know. They don't have to worry about him becoming this public person doing silly stuff.
I agree.
You know, he's not going to be, Terry took the commander's office social media. He's not doing nothing stupid like that.
I mean, I totally agree with that.
And I don't think that makes a difference any damn way.
Now, what about another guy they traded for in Laremy Tunsil? Tunsil does have some guaranteed money this year.
Yeah.
It's not some. I mean, he's got $10 million guaranteed this year. That's not nothing.
Yeah.
But what we've heard from Houston, and Houston ain't Washington, and this situation isn't that one. Things change. Things evolve. Life is fluid. But whenever he's approached contract time, he has been pretty clear he wants to get paid.
Uh-huh.
I begrudge nobody for getting paid. But getting Debo's deal done opened some doors to other conversations. Not in a negative way, but it just does. And then to me, this doesn't rule out a Hendrickson move or anything else. There's plenty of things they could do. It's interesting that getting the Debo deal done in the structure they did actually kind of increases his cap number in a way. But it's a lot of this is just robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting rid of – you're taking more money on this year, so next year you have more open spots.
Yeah. And then next year they may have other people to deal with. You know what I mean? It'll make it easier for them to deal with stuff. My whole thing, bro, I don't care who they give any money to. All I'm concerned about, build a damn good team for this year and go out there and compete.
I think that's what their focus is, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit up here and worry about who making what because I don't control any of it. And none of us control any of it. So if somebody makes a little bit more money, who cares? They're going to have the amount of people under contract when the time comes. And all that matters is when the first kickoff happens in regular season, you got the best football team possible that you can get for the money.
Sure. Simple game, man. I think I think yesterday's news wasn't a surprise. The previous indicators I had gotten from sources in Ashburn were it's nothing. When they made the trade is when I asked, like, oh, you're going to rework the deal. And the answer then was nothing pressing. We're probably – I mean, that trade was the week before free agency, and now, you know, we're 3 weeks – 2 weeks after. So that's about 3 weeks ago. Now, Deebo Samuel is expected to address the media today. My guess is that will happen after we are off the air. So it'll be interesting to talk about that tomorrow. I did specifically want to get – I texted J.I. last night. J.I. Halsell used to work for the Skins in the front office. He's an NFL agent. He understands this cap stuff. He believes they might add some void years on the back end of this thing, but that may no longer be the case. I think for fans, I think there's this like desire to know all things about the NFL in a way that probably doesn't exist with other sports. Like, I mean, I guess maybe we cared with the Nats about all the deferred money because it hindered their ability to sign free agents. But like, you think the Mets, you think Mets fans are stressed about Juan Soto's contract structure?
No. It's like my buddy told, I told you what my buddy said. Football fans are different. They want to know and wouldn't understand it if they put it in their face.
Right.
You know, they want to know and then they think they know. You know why? Because one, you will say something, somebody else says something, then they think they know more. Just like when guys start telling me about all the stuff they know, they start using all these football terminologies. I have one question. What does it mean? If you can't tell me what it means, stop using the damn terminology. If you don't know exactly what's going on, stop trying to act like you do, because you don't.
Coming up at 11, Nikki Jhabvala joins the program. Nobody go anywhere. We're live from Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor.
Landfill, you won't believe this, bro. Landfill.
What happened?
We got somebody at the door. It's not open yet. And guess, take a wild guess who's standing at the door waiting to come in.
Comandante.
No.
Rooster.
Probably, no. This dude is more annoying than that.
Jeff Walker?
No.
Oh, okay.
WCS.
Wow.
Yeah. in an attempt.
Can you believe this, man?
In an attempt to keep things on the rails.
I look up and I'm like, oh, I cannot believe this.
We are 1 hour away from finalizing the B. Mitch and Finley non-public NCAA tournament pool. I am now in. I have filled out my bracket. I have paid all the money. Somehow I just had to pay for White Brian, who Venmo'd Jeff, who Venmo'd me, which makes a ton of sense.
In other words, you didn't pay for them then if they sent you money.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dub B. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Brian, that's a little too nice. You can't be on this show saying, thank you for that, by the way.
It was. He said,
"Say, dog, you just gave him my damn money, son."
Yeah, but the whole point was you had to have a physical $20 bill.
I know, but he figured out a way to get it done because you got all that money, man. You know all them hundreds you carry.
We're at a casino. If you don't have cash at a casino, where are you gonna have cash? But I hope nobody.
Everybody else wrote theirs down. Landfill has his printed.
Yo, and Landfill's a hater. He took Grand Canyon. We'll go through everybody's predictions.
Landfill thing is printed, dog.
We'll go through everybody's predictions in an hour. White Brian, you'll be happy to know that Stephanie that's running the show out here asked if she could look at one of our brackets because she needs to fill one out. She wanted an expert. And we all said, that ain't me. So we gave her
yours,
White Brian. So if you do well, you know, maybe she'll buy you dinner at MGM. If you do poorly, you're banned from the property forever.
Well, he's not coming anyway. He bets 20 cents.
There's no Metro over here. You imagine White Brian trying to find a blackjack table when he bets 20
hey,
cents?
Y'all have any 20-cent tables?
Yeah, they might have slots he could play. Y'all got any nickel slots?
Penny slot.
No
penny slots?
No. I think the cheapest one is like $5. Yeah. All right. White Brian's cooked.
Brian, you're done, dog.
Maybe you get a slice of pizza.
You know what? I'm going to make a slot machine place in my garage. I'll invite you over.
B, what's your favorite move the Commanders made this offseason?
My favorite move so far has been bringing Bobby Wagner back.
Dude, really?
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question that I feel like I know the answer to. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you watched all ears last night?
No.
That was my favorite move. I think it's the most important. Maybe not favorite, but most important.
You know how I think. Everybody else just want to look for what's all, you know, for the beauty of something. Okay, like if you go get a new car, I tell people all the time, if you don't have a motor, you can't go any damn where. You can have a fresh car without a motor in it, guess what you're doing? Sitting your ass in one spot. Bobby Wagner, to me, he enhanced the brotherhood. I watched this dude on the road talking to players on offense, defense, and special teams. I've heard coaches praise him and rave about how good he was. When guys roll in and they're looking at a future Hall of Famer, they're normally going to follow suit with what that person says. So getting him back, it continues, and it carries on one more year or so. Remember they said they didn't want Jaden to have to be the leader. Well, it's one more year where he gets to learn again from a damn good one. So I just love that move because too many times a guy hits 30 and everybody want to dismiss him. They show some importance in still keeping continuity, and I love that.
So for me, I don't disagree with anything you said. In fact, I agree with what you said. But I would also add, they've added a lot offensively.
Yeah.
Right? You had Debo, you had Tunsil. Offensively, they were already good. They were a top.
Offensively, they were the best. They were the best. Was the best part of the team last year.
Right. They were a top five unit in most important statistical categories. If not top five, then top 10.
Uh-huh.
Offensively, they could go last year with what probably wasn't the best skill position group Jaden will have in his career.
Yeah.
Right? Probably not the best offensive line Jaden will have in his career.
Yeah.
They've added significant parts to both of those units. Defensively, we can debate Kinlaw and Harris. Like, we can debate the players they brought in, if they're improvements or what they are compared to last year. But defensively, we know they did not bring in two guys with all-pro seasons on their resume. They did not do that, period. And their defense wasn't as good as their offense last year.
Yeah.
If you take away a dude that was a second-team all-pro, oh, by the way, played every snap, was the green dot, called plays, like you can't afford to lose him.
No, I'm with that. You know, I'm totally with it. But I also believe, like I said, his influence is not only on the defensive side of the football. And when you have guys on your team like that, you have to allow those guys, you know, to be around and do the things they're capable of doing.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry, I paused. I'm looking at this commercial, this TV show up here.
What and show?
Look at this guy trying to park. Like, I'm like, I would walk outside and kill him. Tanya Harden, don't say nothing. You have somebody hitting the knee.
B, what show are you? I mean, True TV's got some wild television.
It's just like the guy was supposed to be parallel parking, and he is hitting the car behind him. His car not short enough to even fit in there.
Now, that's a good point, Brian. But my question would be, why is Tanya Harden commentating on bad parallel parking? Like,
but look how he leaves the car. Miss? This right here, if I'm in the red car, he's getting punched in the face. And if I'm a police officer, I'm going to wait out there and I'm going to slap him when he come outside.
Damn. Attention, True TV, please put some basketball games on because whatever you got us watching is disturbing us. What do you think the most important move offensively was, Debo or Tunsil?
I think Tunsil is the most important move. Tunsil allows you now to move people in position. Like, Brandon Coleman, I think, gave us a stellar job. He did a stellar job being a rookie. But now it allows him to go in a position where he can be exceptional. Tunsil now you put him over, you forget about the blind side. Okay? Jaden now is
how
more
much
relaxed.
Does that help Kingsbury and having to send the chip over there or leave a tight end over there.
It helps tremendously because instead of your running back tight end chipping and then going out, they can immediately affect the defense, make a guy have to settle more, or a guy has to run to get to a spot where you're opening up more holes. When they have to chip, that guy gets to set, and he can just throw a little bit cloudiness in the eyes of the quarterback.
I like the I mean, dude, the reality is a stud left tackle, as good as I think Debo is, as much I am really excited about what Debo can do in this offense. I think he's really well-suited, and I think Jaden's the right guy to make it work. Nothing can have more impact than a stud left tackle.
Yeah, because what I've said for years, the offensive linemen and the D linemen allow the sexy positions to do their jobs.
Yeah.
If you don't have O-line, D-line, the sexy positions are worthless. And you've had some of the best ones out there behind the wrong, unless you're Barry Sanders, when you had my man Kevin Glover blocking for you, and then you had four other no-name dudes. Barry found the way.
Right.
Most times it doesn't happen when you don't have the legitimate people out there. God gave him rabbit-like ability. You know,
Barry's one.
Rabbit, cat-like, deer-like, whatever you want to call it. But when you don't have the big boys up there to enable you to do your job, you can't do it. And I think Tunsil is going to allow Debo to give Jaden more time and Debo get those one-on-one matchups because I believe San Francisco used him too much as a running back. And, yes, he's powerful. He's strong. He believes in himself. But he's not built like that to take all that punishment. But outside, those cornerbacks going to have hell dealing with him one-on-one.
There you have it. Nikki Jabala joins the program next.